Olivia, as we approach August 22nd, well, this will air on the day of. I mean, what's going through your mind? What's it like for you?
It's been a fairly tough year. I miss Jack a lot, and I'm constantly reminded of him when I'm in Parliament Hill, at home in our Ottawa apartment. So it's pretty tough, but I've been very comforted by his colleagues, our friends, family, and also the messages that have been coming in the DearJack.ca website. As you recall, he wrote a letter, his last letter to Canadians, and urging all of us to be loving, hopeful, and optimistic, and we'll make the world or neighborhood a better place to be for everyone. And Dear Jack is people writing back to say, yeah, you know, that's what we've been doing. We want to make a difference. And I've been on that website from time to time to take a look at it, and it's been fairly comforting.
How does it feel to see that outpouring of support from people who knew what Jack stood for, regardless of their political stripes? They knew what he stood for, and they're still, you know, a year later, gathering around to stand up for what he believed in.
Well, I've always said that it's not one person. It's not just about Jack. It's about the goodness that is inside every one of us, every human being, and that if we touch it, we allow it to come forward, then we would be a more caring society. We're more willing to share what we have with each other. And I think people got that, and people are say that, yeah, I can make a difference. I won't tell anybody tell me that I can't do that. And with determination and with a vision based on the values of love, hope, and optimism, that I can make a difference. So to see that kind of response is just wonderful. And you're absolutely right. It's not a partisan thing. It's in every person. It doesn't matter what political stripe it is the person has. As long as we strive to make a difference. So I hope people do go on the site and sort of, it's like a pledge. This is what I'm going to do this year or in the past. But it's a forward-looking thing, what I'm going to do this coming year or with my life so that I can make a difference.
Obviously, it's going to be very emotional for you on Wednesday. Well, obviously not tomorrow, but the Wednesday. What are you and your family doing to remember Jack? Is it going to be private? Are you doing anything more?
This morning on the 22nd, we are interring Jack's ashes in Necropolis. It's a cemetery that Jack was very familiar with. It's a very old cemetery in Toronto. And then later on at 6 o'clock in Toronto City Hall, there will be some songs, reading of his last letter. If it's not raining, there will be a rechalking of City Hall. We're encouraging people to go on the DearJack.ca website. There are other events across the country. There's about 10 events in different cities where people come together to read the letter or to say, let's celebrate what we can do together and support those values that are the kind of loving and the good that is inside all of us.
A lot of people, when they deal with a loss of a loved one, it's very difficult on anniversaries, and it's not easy to deal with. But for somebody in the public eye like yourself and your family, and Jack making the influence that he did, you know, it's going to be in every newspaper. It's going to be on the news. There's a big public event for it. Does it make it sometimes more difficult to deal with all the publicity around this and to relive this and see the images again and again and again?
Well, I retreated to the wilderness in July, and that was around Jack's birthday. And you're right, the wedding anniversary, the birthdays, the anniversaries, the Christmas are very difficult. And I'm very blessed to be able to retreat into the wilderness where I could deal with my emotions alone and be able to be by myself and figure things out, and that's very healing. Had I not been able to do that, I might have, you know, not able to survive it. But I know other people go through this. We're never alone. And I know I've been receiving notes from people saying, I lost my husband, or I lost my spouse, my wife, my dad, my mom, my children. And there's a brotherhood, sisterhood of people out there that go through the same thing I go through now and later on. And we know that we will come out of it. We will survive. We'll carry on. I think the key thing is to say that that's the past, but let's look forward, and let's keep the good memories, and let's honor the person by supporting the values that that Jack and, or others have.
Now, speaking of remembering and honoring the values of the people that they have, it's been a year now. What do you think Jack's legacy has become for Canada?
Well, I'll let other people to judge that. I hope that we are a bit of a kinder society, and that we understand that it is the Canadian values to be good with each other. For a government that that share what we have, we can be prosperous, but we could also make sure no one is left behind. That may be his legacy, but I'll let history judge that.
Is there anything else you would like to add, Olivia?
No, I do want to thank Canadians that have written songs, made artwork, but especially those that, or write poems, but especially those that have did some work, an act of kindness towards their neighbors, families, or to their neighborhoods. I'm just very thankful for that kind of support.
Olivia, thank you so much for your time today. I really do appreciate it. I know it can be tough through these times, dealing with loss myself sometimes, but it's remarkable how much strength you have, and I really do appreciate the interview.
Thank you, Cormac. It's a share humanity kind of thing. It's, as I said, we're never alone.
Yeah.